We live in dark and dangerous times. The stability we crave in life seems shaken every time we turn around. Jobs seem to be difficult to fill, but at the same time, difficult to find. As costs continue to rise, we worry how to put food on the table and keep a roof over our heads. Our streets do not seem as safe, especially when we watch and read the daily news. There's global conflict between countries. We need a savior. We need release. We need hope. We wish to see someone who can save us. A group of Gentile outsiders had watched Jesus heal the sick, give sight to the blind, and make the lame walk. They came to some of the disciples and said, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." They thought that this was the one who could give them hope and meaning to their lives. They were on the outside looking in, and they wanted more. When Jesus heard this, he replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." What? The one who had repeatedly said that the time was not yet now says it is? The time has arrived for the message of the one who has come to save all people to be spoken for all to hear. We wish to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. I wondered what that might look like. Jesus tells us stories of what it looks like. Do you want to see me? Then you must die as a seed dies. Do you want to see me? Then you must hate your life in this world with all the security and comfort you have accumulated. Do you want to see me? Then you must follow me and serve me. Jesus is talking about a life of risk. Now, we know farmers when we talk seed, no seeds, and if you're a gardener, you'll know about the risk. Every year, seeds are put into the ground not knowing what conditions will greet them. Will there be enough rain? Will there be rain at the right time? Will the wind and the sun of summer wither the crops? All questions that are asked once the farmer has risked the seed, willing to let it die so that it might germinate and create life. To not risk the seed, to keep it in the barn, is to give in to the urge of safety, and by doing so, receive nothing. This is what Jesus is talking about. We must be willing to die, knowing that only by doing so can life result. Watching farmers and gardeners is one thing, but Jesus is getting very personal. Those who love their life, those who love their life and see their creation of life as all important will ultimately lose it. It is only those who hate their life in this world to the point of willing to let it die will have a harvest of new life and hope. What does that death look like for us? Who is asking you to see Jesus? Hoping that in your life you would display Jesus with absolute clarity. I wondered again, what would such a surrender of my life look like? What would my actions be? What would my words be? What abundant crop might come from the planting of our seeds, our lives in this community, as we have come to know them? Are we willing to take the risk? Remember the farmer? Remember the little seeds we put into the soil of our garden, expecting a profusion of color in our flower beds. The story is told of a young girl who was sick and desperately needed a blood transfusion. Her younger brother was a match, And so he was asked if he would give his sister a transfusion. He agreed, and he was placed on the bed next to his sister, and the transfusion lines were established. He looked up at his mother as the transfusion began and said, "Will I begin to die right away?" What would dying to our lives look like to each of us? What would dying look like here at Redeemer to this congregation? We live in dark times. People around us are desperate, looking for hope and meaning. What are we willing to put to death in ourselves so that we might see, they might see Jesus in us? One of the critiques of churches today is that we are not well equipped to lead the unchurched to seeing Jesus. Too often, congregations are only concerned about themselves and their members, concerned what we want than what others may need. Are we willing to die so that a harvest can result? What would the planting of us look like? What does follow and serve Jesus look like for us in this community? What does follow and serve Jesus look like for us in the world in which we find ourselves every day, a world caught up in terror and war? What needs to die to be planted in order that life can result? Jesus answers the question by telling us what will happen to him. He tells us he will be lifted up. He tells us he will be crucified and killed. Jesus will be planted. The harvest of this planting will be eternal life for all who trust in Jesus. The harvest of this planting will be life as God intended life for each of us to be. An absence of fear amid all that would seemingly want to destroy us. Hope in a world desperate for hope, and victory over evil, which seeks to destroy us. We are coming to the end of Lent. Holy Week is upon us. This year, we need to experience Holy Week more than ever before. We need to remember the events that are the core of our faith. We need to experience the walk with Jesus into death because we need to know once again in a very real way the intimacy of the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday. We need to experience the walk with Jesus to the crucifixion on Good Friday. Experience the emptiness of Good Friday and Saturday. We need the hope of Easter Sunday, but it is most powerful only after we walk the way of death. We need to experience this on the deepest of personal levels, not simply as an idea or a story. We need to experience Holy Week because in the world today, we need to know that we can't stare down evil because Jesus meets us amid the worst possible evil. Douglas John Hall said it this way: if Jesus is to be anything more than another name, another historical mythic figure for us, if he is to become in any sense for each of us, Christ, Savior, Lord, if his name and story are to arouse in us anything like faith, then we shall have to encounter him and not merely some ideas about him. We must experience his death and resurrection in a very real way so that we might stare down the evil that seeks to suck life from us and force us to cower in fear, knowing that we will meet Jesus as we dare to die to all that would enslave us is the hope that we need. the hope that will give us the courage to be planted as a seed, knowing that an abundant harvest will result. To be willing to die to face down evil can give us the strength to hold up God's intention for the world. Peace. Shalom, based upon love for humanity and all creation. To know that Jesus walks with us through the darkest and most evil times will give us strength to stare down the most powerful evil that can confront us. When we have died to all that would keep us back, when we can be seen by all around as servants of the one who invites us to die. We need Holy Week this year. So much seeks to tear us down. Together, we can walk the walk of Holy Week, surrendering to death, but in doing so, claiming life in the resurrected Jesus. As resurrected seeds of God, we become bearers of the good news of the new covenant of which Jeremiah spoke. The good news, the gospel, is that we stare down evil. Jesus is there to give up life and power to each of us. This is the good news we celebrate as we taste and are touched by the sacrament of the altar. This is the good news that brings us new life, new courage in the face of that which seeks to destroy. The good news is that nothing, nothing, nothing can take that hope from us, that hope of Jesus Christ. May your journey through Holy Week bring clarity and hope to you as we meet the Savior of the world, walking beside us, but especially as he dies so that we might receive part of the great harvest, eternal life. Amen.